This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Let's hear it for the good guys!
Thank you. history's pages, down through the ages, the man with a beard was a king. Ah, but the opposite sex on beards put a hex, you know, to be clean-shaven and smooth. That's the thing now. So, cat, get ready, get set for the blow. Get rid of that wailing beard. You're a drag, you're not neat, you're missing a beat. And that goatee, it's gotta go, like, gotta go. Like Delilah took Samson, like Caesar took Gaul, like the wolf came down on the pigs. You gotta dig the rules of the gig, and that goatee, it just gotta go, that's all, gotta go. Many a chick whose heart madly flips when a bearded man catches her eye says she'll never surrender her skin soft and tender to the caress of a goat-bearded guy. So give up that adornment on which so much time spent. Go on, concede, surrender, Romeo. Give that beard the brush off. Man, to a barber quick, rush off. Cause that goatee, like it's gotta go. Got to go, that is. Man, it's weird. Way too much. It's playing left field. Goatee. Can't stay. So what's it gonna do? It's gotta go. It's gonna wail way out. That's what it's gonna do.
Yeah. says it's time to go. While lovers may have so much more to say, each street we walk on's Les Champs-Élysées. All that find my left shoe.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
A frenzy of music and action.
Joe Henderson and his quartet, recorded live at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago in 1978. This from the double disc set on his cool label that's gone back into the vaults and unearthed diamonds like this two CD set and also Ahmad Jamal. Especially, and I was commiserating with a gentleman whose radio show I admire and have a lot of time for out of Madrid, New Mexico. And he said, I had on my playlist for Saturday at the record shop, I had Ahmad Jamal's live album on Resonance Records, and he just wrote Jamal. And I said, one of the kings of the Jazz Hill, and he said Miles was a big fan. I said Miles was such a big fan of Ahmad Jamal that he told Bill Evans to play like Ahmad Jamal, and I was thinking, as soon as I read that, I started laughing, because it's like, well, yeah, I prefer to a large degree Ahmad Jamal's music to Bill Evans' music, but at the same time, you're talking about Bill Evans, the guy who played piano on Kind of Blue. And it's like, what? But that's Miles. He knew how to irritate people. because he was easily irritated himself. The name of this Joe Henderson CD is Consonants, live at the Jazz Showcase, again from 1978. Preceding that, for the first time in weeks, the Swamp Z's, a.k.a. the Swamp Zombies. A Frenzy of Music and Action is the name of the record. And the name of that piece, perversely, is Green. It's a early 1990s record, and I hope to never have to live without it. Tonight, your ears, tomorrow, the world is the quest that we are currently wading in the water on. Last song in that quest was All That, the new live album from the Mail Brothers, Ron and Russell. Double album set. It's called Live on the Moon. And I've been puddle jumping through it over the weekend. It just got released this past Friday. And these guys, it just cracks me up. I mean, yeah, Russell's vocals, if you're not ready for them, they can get on your nerves. I'm ready for them. All That. That was from one of their albums from last decade when Sparks really made a comeback, both quantity and quality-wise. They're really good. And this song has, or this two CD set has 20 live tracks in it from their 2025 tour. They are touring now in 2026. They're really ubiquitous on social media. And rightly so. It's the way to connect. Sparks with All That. I'll send that one out to my old friend Johnny Bodnar for reasons I'll keep to myself. And All That. The Dead Kennedys. I think that's the first time I've ever played California Uberalis on the radio. One of the reasons is I haven't had this record for probably 20, when did I get divorced? 25 years. And I was on before that. You know, I've been at, I started at one station here, and it's all volunteer work at the college in Hackettstown, 7 miles from where I live. And, also at Homegrown Radio, NJ, where the Mystery Man and I still work at. And I put this on the other day and thought, you know, this is pretty sharp stuff. Jello's Politics may get your back up. But a pretty tight little trio. East Bay Ray on guitar, Klaus Fluoride on bass, and Ted on drums, Jello Biafra on vocals and lyrics. Recorded at Mobius Music in San Francisco. I can't remember the year that it came out. It was second generation punk. And when Jello either got tired of ripping off his band or them taking advantage of him, they split up and he started doing spoken word records. We used to play those things in our record shop, and they drove people out because some people just couldn't abide with the politics. I kind of dug them. I mean, as you can imagine, in a band called the Dead Kennedys. Irreverent and also spot on. Dead Kennedys, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, the name of the album. California Uberalis. I think that was written in honor of Ronnie Reagan. A guy named Dick Summer, and I doubt it, did the track called The Goatees Gotta Go, that little spoken word piece before. This is from a tremendous two CD set, Lux and Ivy from The Cramps, Dig the Beatniks. Now, The Cramps, if I can get my hands on it this week, my distributor sometimes is late at the gate, for the shop to get the new Cramps live recording, which was actually done in 1977. Both Henry Rollins and Ian McKay of the band Fugazi were at that show, and it changed their life. So having saved up some coin of the realm, they have put the record out themselves because it's never been released before. And we're going to get to hear it ASAP, hopefully here on next week's show on Free FM 89.0. We took that from the collection, A Collection of Finger Clicking Grooves, Deep Thinking Diatribes, and Exploitation 45s on the Righteous label. Dick Summers, the goatees gotta go. About the fight to be a free spirit in the workplace. Sentimental reasons, where I don't often go on this program. It's Ginger Baker's birthday. The guy who managed to get himself kicked out of three different countries because he was so irascible himself. Heck of a drummer. That's the first guy I ever heard play drums like that. I guess that, for me, that preceded, or was it? Yeah, it preceded the knowledge of other people who did it. And I was just like, wow, listen to this guy. He's got some thunder down there in the engine room. So my friend Steve Grant, really great guy. I mean, a crazy bastard, but really great guy. And he was the hippest guy on our block, or one of them anyway. And he used to go out and get the new records. So one day we're playing basketball in his backyard. And we're out there and he's inside. All of a sudden, the best moment of those days, unless we were playing baseball, Steve stuck a pair of speakers in the window and cranked up Cream's Goodbye album specifically for the purpose of playing the song Badge. So he kept going on about the song Badge. Finally, he was like, will you shut up already? What is it with the song? And who names the song Badge? He said, George Harrison's on it. Look at the liner notes. So I looked at the liner notes and like, there's no George Harrison on here, even though I knew that George had played with Clapton on While My Guitar Gently Weeps on the White Album. I said, where's his name? He said, he's an alias on here to get away from the record company. It's Leangelo Mysterioso on rhythm guitar. And pretty accurate speculation is that he wrote the bridge to Badge. And Hot Socks, even after all these years, I love that song. And I just looked at the publishing credits or co-writing credits, and it's Eric Clapton and George Harrison. Felix Pappalardi from Mountain, also on piano, and Mellotron on that track. Ginger on the traps, Jack Bruce in the engine room on bass, and Clapton on guitars, and vocal. Man, I love that song. Still to this day, I know it's a classic rock song that could run you from the room if you have no tolerance left for that genre. For some reason, that and Swalber are my go-tos when I think of Cream. And the live version of NSU on Live Cream Volume 1, where they're just flying. Ah, good band. I mean, Clapton hated it at the end. They used to arrive. The story about Cream is that three different guys arrived at the gig in three different limos because they couldn't stand each other, specifically Bruce and Baker, who had played together in Graham Bond's organization for a couple of years. And Clapton got tired of wearing a referee shirt, so he couldn't wait to get out of it. And then he heard music from Big Pink, and that was it. Next thing you know, a year later, he's on tour with Delaney and Bonnie and making acoustic stuff with Winwood and Blind Faith. Preceding Cream, Zach's Kosi, N-K-O-S-I, late 70s South African jazz, that instrumental piece that was in the first Melee, called Lonely Days. And we're here to fill the void here on these Wednesday evenings live on Free FM between 10 and midnight live, and then podcast the rest of the week, all kinds of places. We'll give you the dope on that at the next information break. Tom Waits, Walking Spanish Down the Hall. Larry Taylor was on bass on that track. He played on one album with Mayall, and then he also made his bones even after everybody else left, except for the drummer, with the Canned Heat label, and continued to make new music with Canned Heat after three or four of the original guys had passed. We heard Walking Spanish from, I think, my second favorite Waits record. First one is Nighthawks at the Diner. Rain Dogs is sensational. Island Records, 1985. Swordfish Trombones was his first foray into the bizarre. This one a close second. It is a whacked record, and I love it. Keith Richards on about four tracks on this record, where they started a working friendship and relationship, although I think Tom Waits was on Dirty Work, but they didn't give him any credit. I don't think he was on anything else. Connecting with the Stones and Country Joe and the Fish started Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, from the album Together on the Vanguard label, with the Good Guys, Bad Guys Cheer. Well, the Mystery Man and I purport to be the good guys, but it takes a team to make Oath Without Borders a live walking, talking condition. And let me get to it. Pick up the notebook. Our team, stateside, the big guy who's got his nose in either his phone or his book in the other room, waiting semi-patiently for this crash and burn to land the plane at the 1 hour and 58 minute mark and make way for Retrospect number 741 with Philby. Then there's 3D. Oh yeah, the big guy I've known for a long time. He's my guardian angel. Then there's 3D, who qualifies for that role as well for different reasons. She pinch hits when the big guy can't make it, but he's pretty consistent. We'll see what the autumn and the winter bring. And then there's John and Barbara next door for letting us land the flaming plane on the tarmac there and allowing us to do the program without either one of us, the big guy or shrinking me, to get another heart attack. Then there's Down Under. Bill Gray, the man who spins a lot of plates in his time at Free FM. Retrospect is his show. It's the best show of its kind on the air. 60s garage, punk, and freak beat. And it's on after this program if you want to test me out. Then there's Mike the Williams, a thespian, our morning show host between 7:30 and 9:30 Oceanic time, Mondays and Thursdays, and he does a fantastic job of juggling music, area politics in the Waikato area, and also the arts. Interviews people who have productions coming up. It's really a good listen. In fact, that damps it with faint praise. It's a really good listen. Ricardo, what a heck of a guy. Well, he fills in for us when we need him during the year. Normally, it's just once. And I don't know why. Hopefully, you'll utilize him again before the year ends, if he's willing and able. He filled in for our show a couple of months ago already, I think. And it was like, I better get back there because he's too good. And then finally, my co-conspirator for the last 5 years, the Mystery Man. You will hear his selection to end the program this evening here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, the program you're listening to now. In three parts we are, Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, where we're at. Then the second quest of the evening, We Cheat the Hangman. And this is really just one show gussied up into three different terms. But then there's the solidity of the Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act, which closes the program and tosses the paintbrush to Bill Gray and the Retrospect Show. Mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch on Ope Without Borders Radio. Free FM 89.0, the home of love and racket radio for your ears. On the North Island of New Zealand, out of Hamilton, NZ, 2 hours south of Auckland, which looks like it's got a happening scene going. And hopefully someday I'll get the drink from the deep well that is that scene. But for now, we're playing music from 12,000 miles away. And I saw on social media over the weekend, somebody said, how would you describe Van Morrison's music in one word? And I said, incomparable. Because I know he can be a jerk. I mean, a flat-out jerk. But his 70s stuff, nobody was doing that when he was doing that. And even now, he makes some solid records over the last few years. You just don't hear him because most of us who loved Van Morrison back in the day are saying, what happened to this guy politically? Gee, shut up. Well, there's a new record out, or that's been out months. And this song really struck me this morning.
Well, we were traveling on the Chester Road. A lorry driver picking up a load said, where you heading, boys? You need a ride. We said, we're heading down south, and we jumped inside. It was a good way to get to know you, a fine way to work it all out. It was a good way to get to know you as we were making our way down south. Oh yeah, oh yeah, down south. The morning bus was where we two would meet. I sat beside you on an empty seat. We talked about guitars and rock and roll. They were the subjects that would never grow old. It was a good way to get to know you, a fine way to work it all out. It was a good way to get to know you before we learned to twist and shout. Oh yeah, oh yeah, before we learned to twist and shout. The lorry went as far as he could go and dropped us off beside a busy road. We had to find somewhere to stay the night, but we knew that we would be all right. It was a good way to get to know you, a fine way to work it all out. It was a good way to get to know you as we were bumming around down south. Oh yeah, oh yeah, down south. It was a good way to get to know you as we were bumming around down south.
Feel. And if you can't hear, you're gonna feel. Say you very big, now bubble or steel. Small old field, you're gonna see the battlefield. 7 miles of black star line are coming from I and I. So take a man home to Mount Zion. In the sunny sun of field. Wow! See, it's gonna be the battlefield. Some may say time I go red. San Diego Lee, I go run red. And the time I go dread, y'all. Wow, man, I lose them head.
Remember, girl,
when say,
remember when the round six man say,
who yeah?
Time I go dread.
In the goalie, I go red.
I see the goalie, I go run red.
Redder than red, yo.
I need a roof over my head.
Yes, and not a naughty proof, yo.
I need a roof over my head.
And I'll tell you the truth, yo. Brother and sister, yes, I'm feeling neighbor.
Everyone.
You want a whole leaf of love. In a day, not it with dark heart. Holy for peace and holy for joy. And daddy wants a jump up with joy.
Wow,
says in a day, need a roof. Hey, move on at the head. Hey, so give me some bread, some bun, some biscuits, and some cheese. For my table, him until you tell you say, good gosh. They said they not need a roof.
I need a roof over my head.
And that is the truth.
I need a roof.
Yes, everyone some
over
proof.
My head. And bread.
More bread, y'all.
On my day.
And it's a whole leap of bread, y'all.
On my table.
Holy leap of bread. Holy for milk and holy for tea. Holy for bun and biscuit too. Yes, I saw the naughty, naughty mother
boy.
Over the naughty, we don't care. Yeah,
remember
don't be no way.
Who
is your daddy, why you say yo?
I said the goalie, I'm on red.
I said that data feed me food. Land on me, I tell the truth.
Again.
Yeah. Pay attention just once. We have a lesson to teach to the dunce. Is the candy good confection?
Yeah, the tasty is perfection.
Have we got a good selection?
We invite your close inspection.
Is the ice cream not delicious? Helpful, tasty, or nutritious? Is the popcorn crisp and helpful?
Yeah, it is sure a muffle.
Is the soda cold and fizzy?
Vitamins keep the bubbles busy.
Ah, that's good. The lesson is learned. The trip to the sweet spa you have earned. Now is time for intermission.
Treat yourself to some nutrition.
Ach, hello there. Give the demonstration of my new invention, the Goodies Machine. Special for patrons of this drive-in, the machine turns out delumptious hot doggies one after the other. Und thirst-quenching sodas also. Gives popcorn of the most tasty kind, plain and buttered. Candy too, crunchy and dandy. Steaming hot coffee and ice cream too. These goodies are at our snack bar just waiting for you.
Listen to that dynamic swell up. You're free to neck. I don't mean a rope around your neck. I mean, you know, the ancient art of love, Kiss. To the music of Evan Lurie and his quartet from the album that is called Selling Water by the Side of the River. This is from 1990, and the piece we're listening to right now on the Island record label is called Ballad of a New York Peasant. Evan Lurie used to be in the Lounge Lizards as well, if I remember right. But I may not remember right after an hour and a half of fast-moving fracas and frenzy. So to refresh, we heard the contents of the goodies machine. This is from an essential for those of us who like to drop in non sequiturs. It's Intermission Time is the name of the CD, and it's a ton of fun. I imagine if I actually just sat down and looked closely that there would be plenty of portals that held drop-ins and things that I like to play just, you know, to throw screwballs into the show. But I never managed to get to it in a week's time. When you do two radio shows and they're all original, 7 hours of live original radio a week, sometimes your wherewithal kind of rubs off as the month goes on. And that's me. You know, I just like forget to take advantage of the early month adrenaline. Before the goodies and our sneak attack on the Necco Wafers slot, we heard The Odds and Ends from Los Angeles, a collection that I was recommended to, and Hot Socks, he was right. It's called Heroes and Villains, 3-CD set. We took a track from disc number 2, which has Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band on the cover, but we heard from The Odds and Ends, a really brief one-shot deal, and the track called Be Happy, Baby. That's from November of 1965, and I'd like to say they went on to a long career, but they didn't. The English Beat, a last-second grab before I left the house to come up here tonight to Studio A, Fifth Estate Studio A, because I said, you know, this is the Pale-Faced Parabola. Got to hear some kind of reggae. So we heard Two-Tone Ska, courtesy of the English Beat, and the track called Twist and Crawl, which was on their first album, their first studio record. This is a live version for the BBC, and that was recorded on February 11th, 1980. Around the time these guys first got started, they were kind of like second wave Two-Tone after the Specials and Madness. Then along came bands like the English Beat. I was like, oh, these guys are pretty good too. Dag nabbit, I got to spend more money on ska music? Yes, I did. And do. Before that, classic Jamaican vocalese with U-Roy and the Mighty Diamonds combining on one track called I Need a Roof from the album Now. It's a 2-CD U-Roy special. And man, as I've said many times, not only should that guy be on the Jamaican Mount Rushmore of music, he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because he was the first guy ever to do stuff like this. And if you tried to present that to the stuffy committee at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the shores of water in Cleveland, it's a pretty great museum. 3D and me went there a few years ago. And now they would say, who? Roy? Roy Campanella, the Dodgers old catcher? Roy Rogers? Roy who? Trying to think of another one. U-Roy and the Mighty Diamonds from the album Now, I Need a Roof. McCartney from his latest, The Boys of Dungeon Lane, L24. This is a solid record. Paul, we're used to Paul and his voice when they used to have to scrape him off the floor after doing things like I'm Down in his days with the Fabs. But, you know, you can hear audibly that his voice is shot at this point. And, you know, it throws you off. It's like, oh, Paul, man, you'll focus in on that for a bit. And then the second or third time through the record, it's like, hey, these songs are pretty good. It's a very good album. It was our feature album here at Free FM when it came out. And, you know, he's one of the master musicians of the 20th century. I mean, the guy plays everything. Ginger Baker once asked McCartney, he said, hey, who's that playing on drums? And he said, well, it was me, it's Band on the Run. Because Ginger Baker lived in Nigeria at the time where they recorded Band on the Run. And Ginger Baker said, wow, you were great, man. Trying to get a compliment out of Ginger Baker about anyone or anybody or anything, that was a rough road. So Paulie did good. And we began the set with Van Morrison Stretching Out. In fact, ironic, that's the name of the piece, Stretching Out, from his 2025 album, Remembering Now. Van Morrison's pretty good for releasing. I think last year he released two or three records. Still playing live. Just turned 80. In fact, I think he's about to turn 81 in a couple weeks. One of the musicians of our time. And don't you know, and admittedly, Springsteen and the E Street Band took a lot of inspiration from Van Morrison and the Caledonia Soul Orchestra in their day when they were first starting out. So that's where we've been. Up next, I'm not going to tell you because I want it to be a surprise, but I think it's fun. Better be. I programmed the show. Free FM, accept no substitute. I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the Mystery Man, coming up soon to end the program. Retrospect follows us. For all you podcast listeners, we suggest that you get your mitts on the Free FM website. Check out what times you can listen. And have at it, because it's worth your while. We decree it thus. All right. All the news that gives you fits. Can I even read this? Eight what? Eight duties of a good husband. Support your wife whenever she is wrong. Well, Al Bundy definitely didn't write that for Married with Children. The band's Rock of Ages double album, when they played in New York City on New Year's Eve 1972, Alan Toussaint brought in a horn section, wrote the charts for it. It's absolutely one of the greatest live albums ever released. I submit to you boldly and without fear of contradiction. And it was released over the weekend in 1972. The Atlantic Magazine, there's a new article on the funniest people on the planet and the fact that they regard Albert Brooks as the funniest person on the planet. That guy is dry enough to blow away in his delivery, but he is funny. If you've ever seen the movie This Is 40, and I recommend it if you haven't, it's hilarious. Judd Apatow movie. Albert Brooks is in it, and he nearly steals the show. 16 billion miles away, Voyager 1 will cross the one light dash day threshold on November 18th, 2026, which I remember right, musicology is Graham Parker's birthday. Might be a song there, GP. Marshall Allen wrote of his late bandmate, Sun Ra wanted to take us back to the past because from there we could see the future. Well, it's a theory. Sounds good in print. Margot Price, the alt-country wild child, said Ween, Gene and Dean, in fact, we just played Dean Ween. Why didn't I back announce that? In that set, we played from Dean Ween's solo album called the Dean Ween Group Rock 2. that came out a while ago. In 2015, played a song called Somebody Grease the Fat Man. Dean Ween, what she said, Ween makes better country records than Hap the Clowns in this town, the town being Nashville. And there's a new reissue of Ween's 12 Country Greats out, and it's three CDs, and you're thinking that might be a stretch. There's a lot of it that's really funny. Quote, if I want medical advice from an ex-heroin addict, I'll ask Keith Richards. A direct shot at Bobby Kennedy Jr. Tango. Remember that scene in Scent of a Woman where Pacino's blind character does the tango with the young woman, and she's just dazzled that this guy could pull it off. Amy Baker. Sex isn't overrated or underrated. It simply does factor on the depth of the state of the relationship surrounding it. Well, yep, that means if you're at war out of the bed, you're at war in the bed, I believe. And Jean de Poitrine. Recently, without their crew, set up their own stage set in their gowns and garb for the show. And then they went on stage. Fantastic. Those two CDs that came out, Volume 1 and Volume 2, terrific listens. Not easy, but terrific. The James Webb Telescope detected 700 galaxies. How staggering is that? Considering we're still marveling at the Milky Way galaxy, 700 galaxies inside a single black hole recently. That thing's almost dangerous, how clear and how far it can see out into space, isn't it? It shakes you up. It's a whole different perspective. Quote, clean feet are boring. Dirty souls have a badge of freedom. You know, I've always been poor. I've got bad feet. I've got bad much of my body. So I was never that much, although I had my days as a minus socks and shoes. The art form of a woman is really enhanced by not wearing shoes. I don't have a foot fetish. It's just something about it is really earth mother and sensual to me. Joe Camilleri, aka JoJo Zepp from the Falcons, and his band of, oh geez, about 40 years now, the Black Sorrows, working on their 26th album, now recording. Got to get my mitts on that one when it comes out. I interviewed Joe once. He was great. Really forthcoming. Australia. The New South Wales mine got a 6-year extension when it was supposed to close in 4 months. Can you say someone greased the palm? I can too. Canada, 64-year-old, got a North America's first AI-generated liver transplant. They gave a liver transplant to a 64-year-old? Well, I guess if you can print 3D guns, you can do that. You know, because I know people were mad when David Crosby jumped the line and he had his transplant. People were hollering like somebody stepped on their big toe, and they were right. Although I'm glad Crosby survived because he made some of the best music of his career after that. Sojourners Magazine, run by Jim Wallace here in the States. That's the kind of Christianity that I follow and recommend. He's a pacifist. He's got a great magazine. They've had an organization for a long time now, and I have his book that he wrote several years ago. Three ways to get together about Earth's climate emergency, which it is, brethren, a climate emergency. Forget that kind of soft soap of it and saying that it's climate crisis. Yeah, it applies, but it's worse than that. Finally, I watched two bits of television over the weekend. We're low-keying a lot of weekends due to my physical condition and 3D's exhaustion at the end of the week, although even exhausted, she's got more stamina than the next 10 men that I've met. Well, Saturday night, for the first time in decades, we were going to watch the movie Becket about the Archbishop of Canterbury, Thomas Becket, and his relationship with King Henry. And we watched about an hour. Well, she watched about an hour of it. I got about a half hour into it and zonked out on the couch to the point where she was worried for me because she couldn't wake me up. And it's not that the movie was boring, not a single bit. Peter O'Toole is one of those people that he was a god in that movie. Nobody's a god, but he was. There's that word again, incomparable in that movie. I mean, he was so visceral as that character. I forgot how much I loved him. And not really. And equally, if you can get your eyes on The Lion in Winter with O'Toole and Katharine Hepburn as his wife a few years later. Oh, man. What a movie. What an actor. And a late career movie of Peter O'Toole's, My Favorite Year, where he played a kind of Errol Flynn type character. And he was tremendous as a drunken Errol Flynn. Then on Sunday night, watched a new cartoon or edition of a recent Simpsons. Stellar. Watching it saying, 3D and I were both laughing. We were eating dinner and we were watching it. And I was like, oh, this is funny. Really sharp about Marge's sisters and the fact that they started bickering and battling over something. A lot of gay politics in it. Pretty funny. And then there was a show after that. This is the Fox Network. Two issues where I'm a hypocrite. I buy the New York Post, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox Network, and I can't stand any of that stuff. But the sports section in the Post is, you can't beat it. And then they have The Simpsons. But there's another show that followed The Simpsons. I had never heard of it or seen it, called Animal Control. It's that guy, Joel McHale, and I finally remember the name of the show he used to be on, Community. I don't know if you got it around the world, but Chevy Chase was in it also, and everybody hated him just like they hated him on Saturday Night Live. But man, it was funny. Like, what a wise guy, the dad especially. Oh man, what a creepus. Glad he wasn't my father, raging against the dying at the three-chord light. That's what I do here on the Pale Face Parabola. Most Wednesday evenings, live from 10 to midnight on Free FM and podcast all around the world. We begin, We Cheat the Hangman, with this selection from a band who has New Zealand roots, courtesy of the main man in the group, Dean Wareham. He was in a group called Galaxy 500 to start his recording career, and then he formed this band who got some traction in the 90s. They were pretty good. Pretty Velvet Underground sound. Always loved this song. And maybe in 3 minutes and 50 seconds you will too. That's not it. Or is it? No. Stop this. Ah.
Your face on a $20 bill. it isn't legal tender. And I think about you still, and all the comforting words provide no comfort. We can all go mad together, that's what friends are for.
Skin tight. How do you get into those pants, baby?
You can start by buying me a drink.
I don't know how it started, I don't know what I did, but there's a gal who's chasing me who really flipped the lid. I call her my eager beaver, baby. Ooh, eager beaver, baby. Well, what am I gonna do with that eager beaver, baby, of mine? She's always there beside me, no matter where I stop. She follows me to movies, even to the barbershop. I call her my eager beaver, baby. Ooh, eager beaver, baby. Well, what am I gonna do with that eager beaver, baby, of mine? And switches off the light. Before I know what's happened, she's a hugging me so tight. I call her my eager beaver, baby. Eager beaver, baby. Well, what am I gonna do with that eager beaver, baby of mine? She loves to mess my hair up and loosen up my tie. And when she starts a kissing, I'm a real gone guy. I call her my eager beaver, baby. Eager beaver, baby. Well, what am I gonna do with that eager beaver, baby of mine?
You heard the news that's going around. Some new dance I'm gonna call a rocking around. Well, let me rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Gonna rock you all night long.
your girl and some rocking chair. You rock that little girl, you rock her everywhere. Well, let me rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Gonna rock you all night long. Rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, let me rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, I wanna rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, let me rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Gonna rock you all night long. I'm coming after you. Well, let me rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Gonna rock you all night long. Rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, gonna rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, let me rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, let me rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, gonna rock you, baby. Gonna rock you all night long. Rock, rock, rock. Rock you, baby, gonna 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 rock your baby all night long.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off from about San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a speed trap up ahead of Selma town, but no local yokel gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got this rig unwound, and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jap guitar. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wondering why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the rising, make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar town.
Would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the tie then.
I'll be all wood in mine.
satisfying. I just can't keep from crying. Yeah, I know my little baby, she gon' jump and shout. When I don't train, be late, oh Lord, and I come walking out. While I'm trouble, oh, 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 I'll be all good in mind. Well, you know I can never be satisfied. Just can't keep from crying. Play that thing for me, Johnny.
That is Ronnie Wood stinging the slide from his tribute to Chuck Berry, a live album recorded. Imelda May's on here, too. I think she does Back in the USA. Or is that the other? Yeah, she does. It's the Ronnie Wood with his Wild Five. And this is the title track of the album, Mad Lad, a live tribute to Chuck Berry. And it's pretty good. Woody can't sing, but he makes the most of what he's got. Muddy Waters, before that, with Johnny Winter. I had Johnny Winter at my record store once. Never really liked his old records as much as a lot of guys. Oh, man, they loved him. I love this album. It was thought to be that McKinley Morganfield was a spent bullet when this was recorded in 1976 and released in February of 1977. I don't know who lit a fire under the old man. I'm sure glad they did. I Can't Be Satisfied from Hard Again, Blue Sky Records, February 1977. It's a killer diller. And it was the precursor to his last great run before he passed in 1983. Preceding that, I said to the mystery man here in Studio A, I would have loved to walk into church service on Sunday and see that The Staple Singers were the featured act, and Mavis Staples was up there singing gospel songs. Oh, man. Took that from a correction called Praise Be, which I thought was odd. Boarding the gospel train in thrall of the Lord, except Praise Be is a Wiccan term, from what I remember. Let it not take away from the glory of Mavis Staples and the Staple Singers. The Ventures with Ya-Ya Wobble from a 1962 album. They recorded 5 records in the year 1962, which should have made them legends right away, and I think it kind of did. I remember my late father had several other albums, and I used to dig them. That's where I found out about them. The Exotics with The Exotic Twists from the Go-Go Guitars Collection was released in the 90s. Did I do that right? I did not do that right. I did that wrong. You know what, man? Why don't you saddle up? I'm not going to have time to do this last cut I got and then do yours. Our carefully scripted show has clearly gone askew. You won't be surprised if you registered frequent flyer miles on the Paleface Parabola. Steve Earle, and he's got plenty in his catalog that's worthy, but I'll tell you, I don't know if he ever got better than the song Guitar Town or the whole album of Copperhead Road a couple years later, which I still think is the greatest thing he ever recorded. Guitar Town, 1986, first time I ever heard of Steve Earle. He said, I tried to sell out at the time when I made this record, and I failed miserably. Rock Ya Baby was from a collection of the same name that was done by, well, somebody. Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio on the day that Dorsey Burnett died of a heart attack. Years later, Eager Beaver Baby is the track we heard, recorded in Nashville around the 4th of July in the year 1956, the greatest rockabilly band I've ever heard. And began the set with Luna and their track, Sideshow by the Seashore, from the album Penthouse. Many think it's their finest hour. I won't argue. I thought the 90s Luna records were really terrific. And that's where we've been. We Cheat the Hangman now goes to the dustbin, and the Mystery Man takes over. I believe he's got his surprise selection queued up, and he's going to talk about why he's playing it and what it is. Giving you the inside story on the ways and means of the Mystery Man. Mystery Man's Midnight Magic Act, part of the Paleface Parabola, an essential part, mind you. Okay, talk your talk. We got you.
Where's the disc?
I don't know. I thought you had plugged it in over there.
Nope.
Did you give it to me? Oh.
Okay, I'll plug it in over here.
Well, I don't care. I mean, we got an open portal. I just didn't. Talk amongst yourselves. The Paleface Parabola, free FM retrospect number 741 coming up. And the great shows here on this radio station. A Sonic Youth, Back Porch Bluegrass, music shows of a high caliber. All right, one more time, Ronnie. I'm vamping for time here. You ready yet?
Almost.
Okay. Well, clearly, while this next selection is playing, we're going to be hitting this, scrubbing up for the same-day surgery that is part and parcel of the Paleface Parabola. Back next week to tickle your ears with more widescreen attempts to encapsulize 100 years of music in an hour and 58 minutes. And okay, we end with music that's not esoterica, this is an essential part of the road forward, both in its prime in the 1970s progressive music was, and now with the soft white underbelly of a future generation chiming in. What do you got?
We have an Estonian group called Umanesa, with a very strange spelling of their name. It uses an Arabic number in the beginning. I think that covers for a character that's not in the standard Roman alphabet. However, they're a four-piece band, and they incorporate pipe organ and a few other sort of obscure instruments. And they play Estonian and Voro folk music, traditional. And they're very ethereal sounding and very, very lovely sound.
Well, this show doesn't usually traffic in lovely, but now we're going to get a small dose to end our week. Sláinte, good fortune, go well, and we'll be back to mix up the medicine in 168 hours. If your fingers work, Mystery Man, fire it up, and we'll dig the audience in a week.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.